Today is Thursday, July 9th. I'm Megan Lynch. Governor Mike Kehoe rejecting calls to halt construction of new data centers in Missouri. Opponents, including bipartisan crowds who have packed city council and county commission meetings across the area, question how the massive facilities will impact local power grids. But Kehoe tells our sister station, KFTK, the state is already prepared to handle the energy demand.
Missouri was the first state in the nation to pass a bill called Senate Bill 4 last year that actually puts guardrails on energy use, who pays for it, making sure a large project, whether it's a data center, a widget manufacturer, or automotive assembly plant, those powers, the power that they need, is not passed on to the ratepayer.
Kehoe does note that approving new data centers remains a local decision. A man convicted of kidnapping and raping a woman in Collinsville will be sentenced today. 42-year-old Timothy Dubois was convicted in May after abducting a 21-year-old female from a Collinsville Starbucks at knife point in November of 2022. Dubois forced the victim to drive to Troy, Illinois, where he sexually assaulted her before driving her back to Collinsville. He's set to be sentenced this afternoon at 1:30 in Edwardsville. Investigators near Belleville still working to identify the remains of a child found in a rural part of Stookey Township. St. Louis Police Lieutenant Colonel Renee Kreisman, conducting the briefing, says the St. Clair County Coroner's Office is now taking over that part of the case.
The remains have not been positively identified by the St. Clair County Coroner's Office. Due to the conditions of the remains, the St. Clair County Coroner's Office will conduct an autopsy to determine the official cause of death and to confirm a positive identification.
Kreisman says it's too early to talk about charges or any suspects in custody. Anyone with information asked to contact Crime Stoppers. There are calls for a more transparent investigation into the July 4th weekend shooting of two teenagers by police. Here's KMOX's Michael Calhoun.
The Ethical Society of Police, the trade organization representing black police officers in the city, says an officer fired multiple rounds into a car full of teens during a crowd that was throwing fireworks near police vehicles in Spanish Lake over the weekend. The union is questioning whether the car was moving toward or away from the officer when he fired. A boy and a girl were shot. They remained in the hospital to start the week. A third teenager was hit by broken glass and treated, released at the scene. The county prosecutor's office says it will review the case once police complete their investigation.
The city of Webster Groves taking legal action against a fireworks vendor who bailed just before the 4th of July. Councilmember Jamie Heismeyer says the company left many towns, not just Webster, scrambling.
At 1 p.m. on Wednesday, our fireworks vendor, AM Pyrotechnics, abruptly notified us that they were backing out. They also defaulted on dozens of other cities across Missouri and Arkansas, forcing many cities to have to cancel their celebrations entirely or to have to reschedule them for later dates. Not quite the same as having it on Independence Day.
She praises Webster Grove staff for finding a replacement vendor within 24 hours to keep the show on schedule. The city council voted unanimously this week to authorize a lawsuit against AM Pyrotechnics. Tonight, a Missouri city will revive a conversation about banning new apartment complexes.
O'Fallon first discussed the idea this past winter, but it ultimately came up short. Now the idea will be debated again tonight during the city council's work session. The idea is by establishing a one-year ban on new apartments, the city could use that time to better understand the impact they have on traffic, infrastructure, and their schools. The ban would not impact new construction of single-family homes. It would also not stop projects that have already been given approval. St. Charles County recently passed a similar ban, but theirs only accounts for unincorporated parts of the county and is only for 6 months. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
St. Louis City Schools held the first of community workshops last night, asking families to help shape a district-wide overhaul. But community advocate Gwendolyn Cogshell tells our news partners at Fox 2 the troubles start well beyond school buildings.
The reason that the community is declining is not because of the school district. It's because of the lack of economic development that hasn't happened in North St. Louis for the last 70 years.
District leaders point to declining enrollment, a projected $41 million deficit, and nearly 300 teacher vacancies as the forces driving that overhaul. Two more workshops scheduled for later this month. Who will live in Soulard in 100 years? Neil Putz with the Soulard Restoration Group says Sunday they're burying a time capsule to be opened in 2126.
The contents include letters from neighborhood residents. We're using archival paper and pens.
To make sure that this will last for 100 years.
They're including photos of Soulard's people, places, and events. It will be buried at Soulard Station on Sunday around 3 p.m.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.